whether relevant or not. For instance, the vital signs are always given: temperature, pulse rate, blood pressure, height, and weight. In a trauma patient who is in shock, the pulse rate and blood pressure are extremely important. In a woman with a breast mass, they are not. Personal habits are irrelevant in deciding whether somebody has a brain tumor, but would be virtually diagnostic in someone with a neck mass. By contrast, the questions in this audiobook and the accompanying PDF are primarily designed for content review and are abbreviated versions of the longer, ritualized format of the actual USMLE or shelf exam questions. They are not cluttered with vital signs and other facts that will not help. Rather, these questions contain only the key combination of facts that should be immediately recognized by an astute clinician. I want to recognize the contributions of Dr. Adil Farooqi, who brings with him his surgical experience in the West Coast to add to mine in the state of Texas. Carlos Pestana, MD, PhD, San Antonio, Texas. About the author. Carlos Pestana, MD, PhD, is currently an emeritus professor of surgery at the University of Texas Medical School at San Antonio. A native of the Canary Islands, Spain, Dr. Pestana graduated from medical school in Mexico City, ranking